American Samoa's best music mixes on 93 KHJ, welcoming you to the Friday morning edition of the Samoan Sunrise. And joining us in studio is some very important announcements from the Office of Immigration, the Immigration Chief, Fonga Folau. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. And good morning, American Samoa. It's such a beautiful morning this morning, and thank the good Lord that we were able to get up this morning and we were able to greet our people. And I have a very important announcement I had to make today.
Sure. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and turn the floor over to you, Chief, and you can tell us what needs to be said.
I'd like to say good morning again, American Samoa. And I came before you through KHJ this morning. On Wednesday, the governor has signed, as part of his declaration of ongoing public health emergency and state of emergency, he has included in that declaration a amnesty program.
Oh, okay. So this is sort of like before, where if you were an overstayer or for some reason didn't have your papers renewed, you don't have to fly out and come back in again?
Yes. This will be in regards to all illegal aliens or the one without legal status while in American Samoa, whether you came in on a permit or whether you're not renewing your ID for quite some time and not having a sponsor at this time, this is a chance for you to come forward and legalize all your paperwork so that you can stay legally in American Samoa and get employment and all that. according to the government proclamation, it started today. That's why I had to come on the radio to an awareness to the people that you can come in starting today and until December 13. It's just a 1 month program, and we're starting registering all the illegal aliens that we have or illegal immigrants that we have on island. So in that tone, I think it's more or less like the amnesty that we had in 2019 and in 2020.
Okay. So if I'm listening to this right now, or, you know, I know somebody that is, you know, for whatever reason, they're just considered an overstayer. Maybe their sponsor left or died or, yeah, like you said, came on an entry permit. And I say, okay, I got to take advantage of this. I want to do this. Where should they go? And is there any kind of documents that you would like them to bring with them?
Yes. It will be at the immigration office. We have an office set aside for the amnesty program. And we encourage everybody to please come in. Not only it affected our census that we had because our numbers dropped, but even the COVID-19 shot that we were trying to enforce. But they need to bring in a valid passport, the clearances from the court and LBJ. The medical clearance, and they need to come in with a document. They have to go look for a job. That's why we're announcing this on the air, to make the private sectors as well, that they might be coming looking for jobs without the immigration ID, but we are encouraging that because we have employment that is needed by other entities of our American Samoa private sectors.
Does the private sector employer, would they then become the sponsor?
No.
Okay, this is just a letter for employment.
A sponsor. Okay. It will be a BFAS status for all the immigrants that's coming in. Business cannot sponsor individuals under this program.
Okay.
So just like the amnesty program that we had before, they would be given a PFAS status, but it has to go we need all those documents to be brought in, and then we'll have the Board of Immigration do the final approval on the paperwork.
So they need the they need to identify a sponsor
they
then, too.
They need to bring in a sponsor with a valid ID, a U.S. national or U.S. citizen.
Okay. All right. And driver's license, whatever works for the...
No.
No driver's license?
Oh, for the sponsor?
Yeah, for the sponsor. Okay.
A driver's license and proof that they are U.S. nationals or U.S. citizens.
But you also need to have your, if you're the immigrant, you need to have a valid passport.
You need a valid passport. You cannot come in with an expired passport to register.
Okay. And then you also said that you need that letter of employment then. So you would probably need to reach out to a business or something and say, hey,
yes,
can you write this letter for me and let the immigration know that I want to come and work for you?
Yes, and we'll be including that in a board decision that's going to come up, that he's going to be employed at this particular company that he's reached out to.
Okay. Well, that's great, because you got to think, you mentioned the census, and you also mentioned just not wanting to get the shot for whatever reason. And I think, if somebody's not... their papers expired or whatever, like you had mentioned, they might be a little scared. Like, I don't want to be, them to come see me and then I'm going to get punished for not having my valid ID. And this amnesty program kind of is a lift step.
Well, that's one of the things we want to stress. An amnesty is letting you go of all the penalties that needs to be processed. We cannot do that. We're encouraging people to come in. I think this is the third or fourth amnesty that we've had, and we still have people that haven't approached us yet. I don't know what they're scared for, but this is to legalize their papers, and they can move around freely in American Samoa. They don't have to hide from anybody, but they need to bring a sponsor, the clearances, the COVID shot record, and a valid passport. Plus the employment letter. But they can come in and register and go get the letter after. But we just want them registered first to make sure that they all come in.
Okay.
They have nothing to be scared about. We're not going to penalize anybody. And fees for this would be the same as the last one. It's $100 for the application and $50 for the ID and the bond.
Okay.
To the respective country you're from.
All right, so $150 all told, huh?
Yes.
And then you got to, of course, you got to get that, but that's hardly anything, court clearances and then
medical. Yeah, that's the regular needed for all the IDs that you require.
That's right, okay. So, well, this is great news then, and hopefully, if you maybe missed out on the last one or, somebody that says, hey, they're doing this, let your friends know.
Yes, I wish they would bring their friends. And there's also family members that they still have people living with them without the paperwork. We'll just come in and we'll work together with you to legalize everything that you have and your legal stay in American Samoa.
All right. Very good. You had mentioned the dates for this, too. You're going to start it today and then this is up until the middle of the month?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, Immigration Chief Fuala'au talking with us here on 93KHJ. Thank you so much. I want to thank you again, too. You've helped a lot of people. And like you said, nothing to be scared of.
Yes.
You want to make sure that people get their IDs. And, that helps you gain access to other programs, too, when you have all that updated.
Well, thank you for giving us the chance to be on the radio this morning. And God bless you for the work you're doing.
All right. Likewise.
For encouraging the people of American Samoa to do the right thing.
Thank you. 93KHJ, we'll be back after this.